Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I think right off the bat, the recipe to beat a team like Kentucky, you have to sort of follow the game plan that Cincinnati had. And I think Cincinnati had a great game plan. They just ran out of gas towards the end. And you know, I mean, when a team as talented as Kentucky is executing, you're going to lose. And so, you know, I think game plan-wise, you have to disrupt Kentucky. You have to slow it down at times, and you have to push the pace. Make them uncomfortable. Don't let them control the pace. And then if you can get any of their big men in foul trouble and limit their rotation, that's another important thing. Ultimately, though, you're going to have to shoot hot from outside. I think that's a very important factor. I'm hard pressed to see West Virginia or any team for that matter knock off Kentucky this year.
Hi, there's a sports analyst who doesn't think there is any team that will be able to beat Kentucky in the NAACP. No, there. I do that all the time. Not the NAACP. How about the NCAA basketball tourney? It's March Madness, number 10 this week. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our weekly review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the conversations that take place, and in this case, it would be a myriad of conversations from a number of different hosts on different radio stations with programs that have the ability to be broad in scope. Lots of people are talking about March Madness, and you could be one of them. We'll follow with the rest of the top 10 hits. Top 10 talk radio items determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which has come out this week with a list of the heavy 100 talk hosts in the country. You might want to check that out at talkers.com. That is the premier publication, after all, in the world of talk radio. So let's continue with our countdown. As you know, every week at this time, we start at number 10, and we go to number 1, and March Madness is number 10, so therefore we must now go to
number 9.
Number 9. This is an interesting overview of how business and politics, or politicians and business owners, get cozy. Here's radio host David Bowes talking about just how often folks from Google pay attention or are attending meetings at the White House.
Google employees average one White House meeting per week under Obama, according to Fox News. And I was just reading about how Google managed to escape, according to the news reports that have come out regarding their antitrust investigation, or the antitrust investigation of Google. Google managed to escape being pursued by the federal government as a monopoly and challenged for monopolistic practices. They managed to avoid it, and it was odd because the committee that oversees such things was actually advising that the federal government pursue it. But instead, the FTC decided, no, we're not going to do it this time. Well, coincidentally, the Google employees have been visiting the White House an average of once per week under Obama. As the federal government was wrapping up its antitrust investigation of Google, company executives had a flurry of meetings with top officials at the White House and the Federal Trade Commission, the agency running the probe. Google co-founder Larry Page met with FTC officials to discuss settlement talks, according to visitor logs and emails acquired by the Wall Street Journal. Chairman Eric Schmidt met with Pete Rouse, senior advisor to President Barack Obama, at the White House. The documents don't show what was discussed in late 2012, but afterward, the FTC closed its investigation after Google agreed to make voluntary changes to its business practices. The question isn't just what were the voluntary changes to its business practices. The question is how much money went into left-wing coffers. How much did their donating habits change from, say, 2009 or 2010 to now, based on these meetings? I'm not saying that it's connected, but I'm saying it stinks. By the way, do you remember which candidate back in 2008 said the White House isn't going to be open to this corporate cronyism? It's not like it used to be. And here's President Obama and Google.
Number eight.
The conversation that many people have had. We've had a lot of conversations. Matter of fact, on the Good Day program earlier this week, I talked to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about the importance of Angelina Jolie becoming so public about her elective surgery, the elective surgery affecting her internal organs.
I'm so glad she's being open about this. Angelina carries a specific genetic mutation, Doug, called BRCA1, which puts her at a higher risk than the general population for certain cancers, namely breast and ovarian. She has a known family history of breast cancer. Her mother died of breast cancer at age 56. So in May 2013, remember, Angelina elected to undergo preventative double mastectomy procedures. Her most recent surgery is called a risk-reducing bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, a mouthful, or the removal of ovaries and fallopian tubes on both sides. This is a serious surgery, and complications, yes, they can occur. The lifetime risk of ovarian cancer is 35% to 45% in a woman with BRCA1 gene mutations, as compared to 1.5% in the general population. In carriers, Doug, of BRCA mutation, a risk-reducing surgery is associated with a whopping 80% reduction in ovarian cancer, though the benefit of risk-reducing surgery decreases with advancing age. So you have to do this early. So what are the downsides to this procedure? Well, one undergoes immediate sterility and surgical menopause. There are other options, doing nothing and taking your chances, or early detection and screening. These decisions, as you mentioned, need to be made on an individual basis.
All right, Dr. Ken, with an overview of, again, something that is, it seems, very personal. And sometimes I have been critical on the air of Angelina Jolie because every time she does something that's public, she wants to make sure everybody knows about it. That is, she gives to a cause or she supports some 501c3 or is helping some charity. But in this case, I think this has provoked a national conversation that is much more positive than not. Although Ken Kessler, who is a producer of this program, is here for just a minute to talk about some of the social media. We talked about this on Good Day this week, and I chuckled because it was so obvious where this was coming from. Twitter, this is a way for you to get to us if you'd like to on social media, by the way, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. So you and I chuckled a little bit about the fact that the men that had the negative comments that were coming about what she was doing all came from men, and women, for the most part, were pretty much all supportive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Men who post about it just don't seem to get it, and they were saying things like, you should have half your brain removed so you don't have a risk of brain cancer.
Yeah.
And just
pretty,
you know,
stupid stuff.
One of your lungs removed. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, just pretty. But this maybe goes back to the Cro-Magnon Neanderthal era for men. It just is amazing how that stuff prevails with some anyway in this era. Okay, thank you, Ken. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 7, up next here.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. the burglar deterrent.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the highest quality flooring at the best possible prices, get the Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 10 million square feet of first quality flooring must be reduced. Get 80 styles of laminate, including looks for under a buck. 70 styles of bamboo, like Click Strand Bamboo for $219. 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, including 3/4 inch solid maple for $299. Plus deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. For low end of quarter prices and the highest quality floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Number seven.
Number seven on our countdown of the charts for the week of March 23rd to the 27th is a focus on Monica Lewinsky. God love her. Here's host Ron Carson weighing in on Ms. Lewinsky and the talk that she gave as part of a technology entertainment design seminar. The discussion about her experiences with bullying, shaming, and public humiliation.
Monica Lewinsky did a TEDx talk. Have you ever watched these TEDx talks? I enjoyed them. I enjoyed them thoroughly. I do. She said it's time to take back her narrative. She said that the scandal, she said this scandal is brought to you by the digital revolution. We could all access all the info we wanted and when we wanted it, anytime, anywhere. I was a patient zero of losing a personal reputation on a global scale, almost institutional or internationally. Here is a little sample.
Anyone who is suffering from shame and public humiliation needs to know one thing. You can survive it. I know it's hard. It may not be painless, quick, or easy, but you can insist on a different ending to your story.
I am not unsympathetic to Monica Lewinsky. And the thing that really galls me about her situation is that when women cheat in this country, it is a different situation than when men cheat. Bill Clinton is a serial cheater on his wife. He has a history that goes back to 1969. All right, he has been with women. He has, reportedly been with women when women did not want to be with him. He forced himself on them. He's had affair after affair after affair, and he's still making a $500,000 for a speech. Monica Lewinsky was relegated to the trash heap of history, okay? And she, according to many, is a, there are words that I can't use. One starts with a W-H, one starts with an S-L. And she was a kid seduced by the most powerful man in the world in the White House. And I got to tell you, yes, you are responsible for your own actions, but I think that for her to have been, she has paid for her sins. She has paid for her sins, and she got, she was patient zero. That's a great way to put it, patient zero of losing a personal reputation on a global scale almost instantaneously.
Amen to that. Amen to that. I agree with you, sir. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
All right, so we have interesting in the sense that those of you who are just interested in what's going on in America may not be too concerned about what's going on in Yemen. A lot of tension there. That's number six this week. Here's Taco's Barry Armstrong with Bloomberg News's David Lynch talking about what is going on in Yemen and how our country, the United States, is involved in this.
What are the five countries that have launched this military action in Yemen, and why have they done so?
Well, it's principally Saudi Arabia, backed by the UAE, Bahrain, and some of the other Emirates. I think it's actually a total of 10 countries have, you know, small numbers of aircraft involved, but it's principally a Saudi-led action. And the U.S. is supporting it, actively, pardon me, with our own warplanes, but with intelligence and logistics support. The reason that the Saudis are doing it is because Yemen, of course, is right on their border, and the Saudis see what's happening there as an extension of Iranian influence, because Iran backs the Houthi rebels, which have taken over the government in Yemen. So this is a sort of a broad battle for influence, if you will, in the region, at least from the Saudi perspective, right, between the Saudis and the Iranians.
And as I understand it, the president of Yemen, who's on the run, Hadi, right? He's asked for this help?
Correct. And there were conflicting reports yesterday as to whether he had left just the presidential palace or whether he had left the country in general. And I'm not sure, as we talk this morning, as to what his whereabouts are.
And the Houthis, as you refer to them, are they Iranian soldiers, or are they simply getting their military arms from Iran?
Yeah, no, they're not Iranian soldiers. This is different than the Iraqi situation. The Houthis are indigenous people from Yemen. And they've fought, you know, sort of a sporadic battle, both with the Saudis and with the Yemeni government for years. They're of the Shiite branch of Islam, so they're co-religionists with the Shiites in Iran. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Sunni Saudis see them as the enemy.
What's the potential here for escalation? I mean, is this, you know, like, how bad can this get?
Well, you know, in the Middle East, you'll never go broke betting on things getting worse. You know, people are worried about a wider regional conflict. You've already got a number of failed states in the region. You've got the Saudis now actively engaged. I mean, there are questions over the extent of Iran's support or direction of the Houthis. The Iranians have provided them some arms and financing, but I think, you know, the Saudis want to portray this as, you know, completely an Iranian bid for influence. They are part of a broader Iranian expansion in the region, and I think there are a lot of experts on the area who take issue with that and say that that's the Saudi perspective. It doesn't necessarily have to be the U.S. perspective.
Does the United States have a relationship with Mr. Hadi, who is the president of Yemen?
Yeah, we've sort of supported the last quote unquote legitimate government there, which is his. And of course, our stake in all this is primarily a counterterrorism play, because the Al Qaeda affiliate in Yemen, Al Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, those are the guys who brought us the shoe bomber back at Christmas 2009. They're the ones who developed the plot to put explosives into printer cartridges and ship them on cargo planes to blow up the planes over the U.S. So these guys are really intent on attacking the West, attacking the U.S. and its allies, and the U.S., have launched a lot of drone strikes over the last few years, more than 100, to try to keep them at bay.
All right, so reviewing quickly where we are on the countdown at this point, number 10, March Madness, number 9, the Google White House relationship, number 8, Angelina Jolie's surgery, number 7, Monica Lewinsky back in the news, and number 6, the discussion of what's going on in Yemen, the bombings from this week, and who was involved. All right, so that means we got another half hour to go on the countdown. In this hour, we get from number 5 to number 1 in the next 30 minutes. So stand by for that, 28 after the hour on this weekend's.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing all the hot hits for the week of March 23rd to the 27th, last week of the third month, one quarter of the way through the year we are already, and lots of things have happened, certainly in the first part of the year. We've got them all sort of recorded, if you will, in our Talk Radio archives. There are things that go on that are anecdotally worth a moment or two. We call them Countdown Extras. The story this week that didn't quite make it into the top 10 has to do with a governor of Virginia, whose name is Terry McAuliffe, has a monthly radio program on WRVA in Richmond. And he added some drama to his radio program this past week by vetoing six bills on the air on the radio program. They were all passed by the legislature in his state, which is controlled by the Republicans. They were passed to produce what are called technical amendments to the makeup of electoral districts. Mr. McAuliffe used his radio program on WRVA to surprise listeners by pulling out his veto pen right on the spot. Governor said, quote, "I don't think these bills are constitutional. He doesn't like partisan redistricting. One of the bills would have made a Republican state senator's district more Republican, and another would have done the same for a Democrat." All right, so there it is. You got a little extra in your chew on what's going on in the world of talk radio. Now, meanwhile, back to the official countdown.
Number five.
The number five item has to do with Bo Bergdahl, the prosecution of this former soldier. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, I talked to Matthew Ho from the Center for International Policy. Mr. Ho says the story that you're hearing about Bergdahl in the news is not, surprise, 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 the whole story. Let's get the rest of the story here.
This stems from my friendship with his parents that developed during his 5 years that he was a prisoner of war. But I think what's important for this for people to realize is that the Army has charged Sergeant Bergdahl with counts of desertion and misbehavior in front of the enemy. And that second charge is a catch-all, which really, you know, you'd have to be Audie Murphy not to violate some aspect of it in terms of a letter of it. It's such a broad charge. But
there are people on the right who think the book should get thrown at Sergeant Bergdahl because he's a deserter. Never mind that he was tortured while he was in the Taliban prison. That doesn't make any difference. He didn't do what he signed up to do. There are a number of things. I have a problem with a number of those scenarios. But I'm also having a problem with the fact that if you volunteer, you go in, you see what the deal is, you've agreed to go into the theater of war. If you don't agree with that, you ought not to volunteer, or there ought to be ways for people who feel strongly about this to just get out.
Correct. And honestly, from what we can see, from what the information we know from the report that the Army conducted, the investigation the Army conducted on his disappearance, that Sergeant Bergdahl, something occurred that he disagreed with, and that was why he left his post. The Army found in investigation that he left his post not with a bad motive, but with good intentions. Actually, I think the phrase was pure intentions, that he was not seeking to join the Taliban. He was not seeking to aid the enemy. They also found that there is no evidence that American soldiers were killed looking for Sergeant Bergdahl. But most importantly, I think, for people to put this in perspective, is the investigation reports that Sergeant Bergdahl left his post in order to go find the nearest general officer, American general officer, in order to report some very disturbing behavior. So what we need to find out here and what we have to learn is what occurred that motivated Sergeant Bergdahl to risk his life to report on something that his unit had done. And we do know that he was very upset about some civilian casualties, that there were some incidents that had occurred. We know that this is a unit that had very severe discipline behaviors. Many of the unit leadership was reassigned prior to Sergeant Bergdahl's departure. So this is a very difficult and complicated case, and it's not nearly as simple as many would like to describe it as Sergeant Bergdahl just chucking away his responsibilities to his brothers in arms, you know, disregarding his oath and commitment to his country and constitution. That's what people also need to remember, too, that when you enlist in the military, when you enlist in the Army, you're taking an oath to the Constitution. And so that requires a higher degree of standard than taking an oath just to a military organization.
Number four item this week on our Talk Radio Review. This is a weekly focus on who's running and who's not, who's in, who's out, who's up, who's down, in terms of who's running for president next year. Host Steve Scott talks to Congressman Peter King about Senator Ted Cruz announcing this week he's in the running.
Congressman, a member of your Republican Party, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, he is the first candidate to officially announce that he is running for president. Your thoughts on Senator Cruz running for the White House?
I have a very real problems with Senator Cruz running. He's entitled to run, but to me, him being nominated would be such a setback for the Republican Party, such a setback for conservatism. I consider myself a Ronald Reagan conservative. Conservatives don't shut down the government when they disagree with a law that was passed. They repeal the law. They don't basically give speeches and demagogue. They get results. So to me, it's that type of showboating, Carnival Barker type attitude, just speaking a lot but not getting results, to me, be very dangerous for the party. That's not the party of Ronald Reagan. It's not the party of Eisenhower. It's not the party of Lincoln. That's just the party of someone who wants to be a showman, and this issue today is too serious for that.
Congressman, you've said in the past that you had given thought to running for president. You've even shown up in New Hampshire. Are you still considering a possible run for the White House?
No, I'm still looking at it. In fact, I'll be in New Hampshire on April 16th and 17th. I'm speaking at a summit meeting they're having. They're inviting people who have been mentioned for presidency. I'll be speaking up there. I think Marco Rubio is going to be speaking there. Scott Walker will be speaking there, and I will be one of the speakers in Nashville, New Hampshire. So I'm still looking at it. Listen, it's going to be tough. I'm not kidding myself. But on the other hand, if there's an opening, then I'll decide then.
Number three.
Man. I'm glad I'm doing the countdown show and they keep moving, because otherwise I'd go off on that guy for a while myself. Anyway, this number three item has to do with the relationship our president has with the newly reelected leader in Israel, i.e. the Obama-Netanyahu deal. What's happening with that? Talkos Mike Violette and Dennis Bailey talked to Mary Bruce, a reporter from ABC, about what Senator McCain had to say last weekend regarding the president and his relationship with the aforementioned Benjamin Netanyahu.
The president continues to think out loud about Israel, and Senator John McCain had some rather pointed comments about that yesterday, Mary. Fill us in.
Yeah, Senator John McCain basically told the president that he should get over it. He said President Obama should get over his temper tantrum over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his recent pre-election comments that he no longer supported a two-state solution. Now, Senator McCain said, look, that's the least of your problems. What Netanyahu said during an election campaign, he said, look, that's just campaign rhetoric. It happens, you know, you think the U.S. shouldn't focus so much on that, but focus, you know, more on the direct threat to the U.S. Concerning ISIS, to the threats in the region, and that they should, you know, continue to work with Israel, continue to work with Netanyahu, regardless of his statements. But look, the president has said that you know, he's deeply concerned about Netanyahu's comments before the election that he no longer supported a two-state solution, and that the U.S. now needs to continue to reevaluate its strategy and its policy, because certainly it seems that Netanyahu is waffling a bit on that topic.
Yeah, he seemed to go back and forth, but I think McCain's got a good point. We're not going to abandon Israel. I seriously doubt. I mean, I think working together for peace between the two sides is we're locked in. That's what we got to do.
And certainly, no, you know, that is the administration's assumption as well. Right. I think it's simply that they would like to reevaluate their current policy, sure, out of you know, concerns following Netanyahu's comments that he no longer seems to be as supportive of a two-state solution as he once was. But certainly no one is questioning abandoning what is certainly a very strong and healthy alliance between the U.S. and Israel.
All right, so there's that overview. Number three there, so we have number two and number one yet to cover, and I guess probably if you're betting, I don't know if they have any lines for betting on this sort of thing, get lines for everything else betting in Las Vegas, people betting on what's going to be the number one topic and number one item this week, you probably already got it figured out. I'm sure you'll figure it out after we hear about number two, which comes up next here on the weekly review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199. The lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the highest quality flooring at the best possible prices, get to Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 10 million square feet of first quality flooring must be reduced. Get 80 styles of laminate, including looks for under $1. 70 styles of bamboo, like Clit Strand Bamboo for $2.19. 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, including 3/4 inch solid maple for $2.99. Plus deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. For low end of quarter price and the highest quality floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Number two.
Hi, number two here on the countdown is focused on the Iranian nuclear negotiations. The U.S. is discussing allowing Iran to run hundreds of centrifuges that a fortified underground site would have in exchange for other restrictions on its nuclear-related work. So according to the Associated Press. Here's host Richard Dixon talking to analyst Dr. Andrew Bostom about whether the U.S. and the other countries involved in this discussion ought to even be bothering to try and make a deal with Iran.
Given the fact that we have in Iran a country that cannot be taken seriously, that engages in chants of death to America whenever there are cameras on them, burns the American flag with wild abandon, why in the world do we cut a deal with them and believe that they're actually going to stand by it?
I have no idea. I think that we're gripped with some very destructive delusions at this point. You know, Richard, there is the idea, if you want to be generous to the Obama administration, that somehow they believe, you know, they were, during the Cold War era, there was this two pillars idea, and it actually made sense. That you had Iran under the Pahlavi Shah, so you had this period that turns out to be a relatively brief one in Iran's history of the last 500 years, of westernization and secularization, very autocratic, but western-leaning, anti-communist, anti-theocratic Islam. That's one pillar, produces a lot of oil, as it still does. The other pillar is Saudi Arabia. Well, you know, we know is it back then and probably indefinitely will always fund jihad. But on the other hand, certainly in the Cold War era, it was very anti-communist, produced tons of oil. And this was these were felt to be the two pillars of stability in the Middle East. Well, ignoring the fact that Iran has now returned to its theocratic Shiite jihadist roots, and is a very aggressive and bellicose Shiite promoter of jihad. And, of course, Saudi Arabia still promotes Sunni jihad. Lo and behold, in the age of global jihad, this is all being ignored, and they're both being looked at as two pillars of stability once again. That's the most generous explanation I can give you for this. But otherwise, I think it's frankly lunacy, and it's very dangerous lunacy.
Well, certainly some of the noise coming out of this administration suggests that they think that any deal is better than no deal, which I can't understand because there is such a thing as no deal. I mean, for the love of Mike, we are dealing with a country here that historically funds terrorism all over the planet. They fund Hezbollah. They get weapons to the Palestinians. You know, how in the world could you ever trust these guys and believe that they're going to do what they say they're going to do? I have every reason to believe that as soon as this agreement is signed, they'll begin cheating on it. And the next thing you know, you have the ability to deliver a weapon of that type intercontinentally, which is what ICBM stands for, intercontinental ballistic missile. You know, it just makes you shake your head. If Iran gets the bomb, You know, what are the odds that Iraq is going to stand by, or Saudi Arabia is going to stand by, or Jordan or Syria is going to stand by?
It's going to trigger a terrible arms race. You're absolutely right. It's going to trigger a terrible... That arms race, unfortunately, I think may already be underway just out of fear that a nuclearized Iran is so imminent.
So I guess now after hearing that, you probably figured out what number one is. Let's find out for sure in a moment here on the Countdown.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
El numero uno, uno. Here we go with the situation as best we know it at this point anyway, with the crashing of this plane in the Alps. Here's host John Williams talking to CBS's Peter Greenberg, the travel expert, about this crash and how it now looks like it was a murder-suicide instead of an accident.
Boy, this is a different take. I don't recall us talking about a crash like this before.
No, you know, yesterday I was on CBS talking about possible scenarios involving mechanical failure, rapid decompression, frozen sensors at 38,000 feet, and then overnight it radically and disturbingly changed.
I'm a little surprised that the French prosecutors are this quickly concluding they know what happened. I know the black box revealed the audio of what went on inside, but I still have a couple of unanswered questions myself.
Well, let me try to run something through by you that might help you out, because I understand. I was also shocked that they would jump to that conclusion so quickly, except for the following. The only way that a person can't get in that cockpit door is if the person in the cockpit manually takes that switch and moves it from unlocked to locked. It's sort of like shifting a stick shift drive into reverse. You have to kind of lift it up and move it over.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to consciously and intentionally do that. That's number one. Number two, you have a situation here where he waited until the captain went to the restroom when they had reached cruising altitude at 38,000 feet. That plane was only at 38,000 feet for about a minute before it began its descent. Now, what's troubling to a lot of people, and I'm going to suggest it probably is to you as well, that there were no radio communications for the next 8 minutes. That's a question that was asked yesterday. And in previous accidents, I can think of maybe only one other time when there was a radio distress call made because the pilots were too busy trying to control the plane. In this situation, it was a controlled descent, meaning it was totally under control. Now, what we don't know and we have no way of knowing, was who was in control. Was it the plane flying itself on autopilot, or was the pilot flying it, or had the pilot instructed the autopilot to fly it in that direction? And because we don't have the information from the flight data recorder, because they haven't found it yet, I mean, they actually found the casing of it, but the memory card, sort of like an SD card, is missing because of the force of the impact, we may never know.
Here's host Bill Cunningham on the same item, talking to aviation expert DJ Frost about the crash investigation itself and trying to figure out what the heck's going on in the personal life of the co-pilot.
I've been watching all the information released from Germany, from France, from Spain, from Barcelona to Dusseldorf. The plane seemingly with the same crew went from Dusseldorf down to Barcelona, turned around and went back. And from looking at all the news conferences, it appears on the surface that Lufthansa is not taking responsibility at all, because they claim passed every physical test, passed every emotional test, passed every mental test, no tips whatsoever that 28-year-old German Andreas Lubitz would ever do such a thing. Since you're in that business, how shocking is it to you?
It's just devastating. I mean, I've been flying for 34 years, and you know what? They're going to have to do a thorough background check and find out where, you know, this person was going. You know, I don't know. Maybe there was something that he ingested. I mean, there's a whole slew of different ideas now that could come about of what brought this person into this incredible mental state that would have him do that. So I wouldn't even jump and say murder yet until they really collect the whole profile on this person and what led up to this moment.
And I would assume, DJ, there's no body to examine. The bodies are all in pieces, much like the plane itself. When you fly at 700 kilometers per hour, is that about 450 miles per hour? Is that how that trend? But when that happens, there's nothing left to test.
No, I don't think so. So what the investigators will probably do then, of course, right now, I'm sure they're turning this house upside down, looking in every nook and cranny, looking through his computers, all the hard drives, everything like that, doing a full forensic investigation.
All right. So that's number one. You'll note again this weekend that what we do at DougStephan.com is list the top 10 talk topics of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. And then we ask you which one is the most important, and we'll report back to you on the Good Day program on Monday how this works out. So number 10 is March Madness. Number 9, the Google White House relationship. Number 8, Angelina Jolie. Number 7 is Monica Lewinsky. Number 6, the tension in Yemen. Number 5, the Bo Bergdahl prosecution. Number 4, the presidential prospectors. Number 3, our relationship with Israel. Number 2, our ongoing deal with Iran, to do or not to do, and the flight crash in the Alps. So that's it. What do you think is most important? Tell us by going to vote at DougStephan.com. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.